trotzdem ein ziemlich krasser Bass. So, when we talk about a taruvus of lach, meaning that there's the iser and the heter cook together, so you need to have, the halacha is you need to have shishin to be mevatel the iser. That's what we discussed in the previous sif. We discussed that if you go by tam, you go by shishin. So we said we always go by shishin. According to the Mechaber, if it's b'mishein emina, it's possible to taste, so then you give it to a goy to taste. And we learned what's the nemanis based on when you're giving it to a goy to taste. But the issue is that because the iser, there is a pleita, there is some taste from the iser that's going into the heter, you need to be mevatel that iser. And the shir bittel is when you have shishim, or when it's not strong enough to give a taste. But you have to have shishim. If you don't have shishim, it's aser. So over here, we alluded to this yesterday. There's a machlekes when you have taruvus amim shein aminoi, meaning let's say nevelas mixed with potato soup. If you have to have shishim in a Torah, only midrabbanan. For sure, have to have shishim. If you don't have shishim, potato soup is aser. Question is min ha-Torah midrabbanan? For you to eat this potato soup, you took out the nevela, and now this potato soup has a tam nevela. So that's called tam ki'ikr. To eat some of the heter that has a tam of the iser in it. You're not eating the iser itself. You're eating the heter that has a tam iser. Is this an iser deraiser or an iser derabbanan? So b'chlolos is two shittas. Shittas Rabbeinu Tam is the tam ki'ikr is deraiser. Rabbeinu Tam and Reb Chaim Koyen, they pass in Tam Ki'ikr is Deiraisa. And then you have Shitas Rashi and the Rambam, that pass in Tam Ki'ikr is Derabbanan. That means to say it's aser to eat the potato soup, but it's only aser midrabbanan. This that you have to have shishim is only midrabbanan. That's by Min B'Shein Aminei. Masha Enkein by Min B'Minoi. So by Min B'Minoi, meaning let's say the nevela falls into Basar Kasher, you're cooking Basar Kasher in a pot, and some nevela falls in, so that's called min b'minoi. So then, we paskin, you need to have shishim, but the shishim is on midrabbanan. It says, min ha-toira, it's batel b'roiv. Why is a batel b'roiv min ha-toira? Why not? The sheer bittel normally is achir rabim lahatis. All you need is roiv, right? You don't need shishim. Shishim was a chiddush. Why did you need to have shishim? Because there's going to be an asinus tam. So therefore, roiv wasn't enough, because you're going to still taste the iser. So that's why you had to have shishim, which that took away the problem of the nesinas tam. Okay? So that's only an issue by min b'shein emine, where you have the nesinas tam. But by min b'mine, where it's not giving a nesinas tam, it's batel b'roiv. It's batel b'roiv min ha-toira. The Rabbanan said you have to have shishim. Why did the Chachamim say you have to have shishim? By min b'mine. What's wrong with saying that it's batel b'roiv? If you're not tasting the Yisr, and according to the Torah, Achri Rabim Lahatos, all you need is Roiv. So why did the Chacham say you have to have Shishim? So the standard Hezber is from the Rosh, that it's a Gzeira, Min B'minoi, Atu Min B'Shein Aminoi. Heyois, if the Nevela would fall into potato soup, you need to have Shishim in our Torah. So therefore the Chachamim said, when the Nevela falls into the Basar Kasher, you also have to have Shishim. Why? Because if not, one time the nevela is going to fall into the basar kasher, and the lady is going to come to the rav, and the rav is going to say, oh, it's batel b'roiv. The next week, the nevela is going to fall into the potato soup. The lady is going to say that last week the rav told me that it was enough to have roiv. So as long as I have roiv, it's okay. And she's not going to realize that the difference is that was min b'minei, and this is min b'shein aminei. That's why we make a gzeira min b'minei, atu min b'shein aminei. So we say, even min b'minei, you have to have shishim. But that's only midrabbanan. Min ha-toira min b'minei is batel. And we already know, from we learned a little bit in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav, this came up a couple of times, that this is not, this may be how we paskin l'halacha, this is how we paskin l'halacha. Okay? The way we just said, that min b'she'ein amina you need shishim min ha-Torah, and min b'minei you need shishim midrabbanan. So it's min ha-Torah, it's batel b'roiv, and you need shishim midrabbanan. That's how we paskin l'halacha. That's like Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi argues on both of these dinim. He argues on the din of mimisha eina minay. Rashi holds that mimisha eina minay, this day in Yichishim, is only midrabanan. Even though it's in a sinas town, we still don't care. Achin rabba mahatois, rave is enough. Mimisha eina minay, I don't care about the time. The Torah didn't care about that time. Midrabanan, they cared about the time. But the Torah doesn't care about the time. The Torah just cares about if you have rave. Even my mimisha eina minay. Yeah? So that's Shitas Rashi. But mimisha eina minay is enough rave. What about mimbiminay? Mimbiminay is stricter. Mimbiminay is loy bottle klal. Mimbiminay is b'mashu. Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda and Rav and the Gemara that say mimbiminay is b'mashu. Why should mimbiminay be stricter? If anything, mimbiminay is worse because it has an asinas tam. So why is mimbiminay stricter? So we learned already this because we learned it out of a pasuk. The pasuk says by the avodas kohen gadol on Yom Kippur that he mixes first he shechts a par and a sa'ir. A par is an ox, a bull, and a sa'ir is a little goat. And he sprinkles the blood of each. Then he mixes it together, and he sprinkles from the combination. He sprinkles it on the mizbeach. He makes sure that there's al tahari shel mizbeach. And the pasuk says. He takes from the combination of the dam hapar with the dam hasar after he mixes it together. He mixes 5 gallons of dam hapar with a half a gallon of dam hasar. And the Torah still calls the combination dam hapar with dam hasar. The Torah still calls it the dam hasar is over there. See, why should we still call it the combination of the Dama Par and Dama Sar? Since there's so much more Dama Par, the little bit of Dama Sar should be bottle. Achirab Lahatois. So we should just call it the Dama Par. So you see, we don't do that. Because Min Bemino is like bottle. That's how Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's how Rashi Paskins, the Halacha. Min Bemino is like bottle. This is a new rule. The Chachamim, who say that Min B'minay is bottle, and on the contrary, Min B'minay is bottle b'roiv, so they learned that that was an exception. That was an exception in the case of the, you know, for in the case of the Kachim, in the case of the Dama Parva Dama Sar, that was different. But a regular case of Basar Nevela with Basar Kosher, that's more Kal, that's bottle b'roiv min HaTorah. But Rabbi Yehuda and Rav held that no, Min B'minay is loy bottle, and that's how Rashi paskins. So Rashi comes out the exact opposite of the way we pass on the halacha. According to Rashi, min b'she'ena minoi is bat b'roiv min ha'toira, shishim is only midrabanan. And min b'minoi is loy batal klal. We pass on just the opposite. We pass on a min b'minoi is more kal. Min b'minoi is bat b'roiv min ha'toira, shishim is only midrabanan. And min b'she'ena minoi is where you need shishim min ha'toira. And adarabba, the whole reason why you need shishim and min b'minoi is a gzeira mishum. Ein aminoi. That's how we take on the halacha. So now let's assume, let's go, we pass on like Rabbeinu Tam, that min b'minoi is about to b'rev min ha'toira, shishim is only min ha'rabbanon, and min b'she'ein aminoi, you need shishim min ha'toira. That's how we pass on. So now let's see, read the halacha inside, what's the nafke mino? If l'maisi you need to have shishim, side by min b'minoi, side by min b'she'ein aminoi. So what's an afkin minoi between min b'minoi and min b'she'ein aminoi? Anyway, you need shishim. So the answer is, we all know this rule. Safik. What's if you have a safik iser? So sveika de raisa is l'chumra. Sveika de rabbanon is l'kula. So if you know you don't have shishim in the taruvus, so then it's aser. Either it's going to be aser min ha'toyer, or it's going to be aser min rabbanon. So what's the difference? You're going to get malchus, you don't get malchus. Practically, it's aser for you to eat it. The difference is, if you have a suffix, if you have shishim, let's say you know for sure you have roif, and you're not sure if you have shishim. So if it's a case of min, biminoi, basar nevelin to basar kosher, you know for sure you have roif, but you're not sure if you have shishim. You know for sure you have roif, but you're not sure if you had enough to have shishim. So then you can be mekel misafik. Because shishim is only midrabanan. Even if you didn't have shishim, it's only an iser derabbanan. So if you're not sure if you had shishim, it's a suffik if you have over here, an iser derabbanan. So if you can, we make them a suffik. Yeah? But If it's mimish, if it's an avela in the potato soup, and you're not sure if you have shishim, so then you have to go l'chumra, because sveka d'oraisa l'chumra. So now, so if basar nevela falls in to a pot of basar kosher, I'm cooking basar kosher, basar nevela falls in, and I take out the basar nevela, I look at it, kazai is basar nevela. And I don't know how to be mashar. I'm looking at the pot of basar kosher. I'm looking at it. I'm trying to calculate. I'm looking at the basar iser. Looking at the basar kosher. Do I have shishim? Do I not have shishim? I don't know. I never got this far in math. I can't. I don't know. Maybe I have shishim. For sure I have roi, but I don't know if I have shishim. Could be mekel? No. That's not called a suffix. You have to call a rav. Rav has to come look, and he knows how to measure. He knows that it goes by volume, and he knows that the way you calculate is that you see, you could put it in, you see how much it displaces, and then you're able to calculate because it goes by volume. So then you're able to tell if you had shishim against it or not. If you don't know how to calculate, that's not called a suffix. That's ignorance. That's kasar and yediya. You don't know, that's not called a suffix. Suffix means where it's impossible to know. How is it impossible to know? So this is what's known as nishbach. Nishbach means it spills. Some of the heter spills. Now if the heter spills on the floor, spilled into the garbage, it's gone. Now I don't know, it's impossible to know if I have shishim or not. The iser fell into the basar nevela fell into the basar kosher. And now some of the basar kosher spilled. So now I don't have shishim now. And what's left in the pot, I don't have shishim against the basar nevela. But it could be that I did have shishim. When the iser was in the pot, when the iser fell into the pot, I did have shishim. But there's no way I could tell now. It's not because I don't know how to measure. It's because it's impossible to find out. Some of the heter in the pot spilled. Well, it spilled in the floor, got absorbed in the ground, or was spilled into the garbage and it was taken out already. It's gone. There's no way to calculate. There's no way to tell. That's called a suffix. So if it's mimbimina, it could be mekel misafik. As long as I knew for sure there was raiv, and I'm just not sure if there was shishim, then it could be mekel. But you have to be very careful. The Mefarshim point out, but it's a simple din. You have to be very careful when you're applying this rule. The way I said the din right now was wrong. Then it would be usser. If the basar nevela falls into the basar kosher, let's say this is the pot, the basar kosher, and the basar nevela falls in, and the basar nevela falls in, and then some spills, and some of the basar kosher spills out, and now I don't have shishim, but I don't know, maybe before it spilled I did have shishim, it's going to be usser bevadai. Now, why? Because the pot is still hot and the basar trefa is still inside the pot. So if right now I don't have shishim, it's going to answer now. Okay? It has to be that I took the iser out. I looked at the iser and said, oh, I have a kazais of iser. Now I'm getting ready to measure if I have 60 kazaisim of heter in the pot. And while I'm getting ready to measure, some of it spills out. Okay, so now when it's spilled, and now there's only 40 kazesim in the pot, but it can't become usher because the iser is already out. Or maybe it's spilled once the pot already cooled down. Once the pot cooled down and some of it spilled, so now that the pot is cold, the iser can't be nois and tam anymore in the pot. But the point is, you need to have that when it was nishbach, the iser can't usher the pot after it was nishbach. Either the iser has to be out or the pot has to be cold when it was nishbach. But if the iser was still inside the pot when the pot was hot and then it was nishbach, then it's aser bevadai. If right now you don't have shishim, it's aser. It asers it now. And it's a pashat din, but you know, people, you can make that mistake. You have to know that. There's another way really you can have nishbach, where you can have the concept of nishbach. Not if you're missing the heter. Nishbach means that some of the heter spilled. So right now you don't have, in other words, there was really more, b'shas the iser was mixed with the heter, you really had more heter. You don't know how much heter you had because some of it spilled. You can have the same tzir if some of the iser is gone, if the iser is missing. Meaning if the iser fell into the pot of heter, and then you took the iser out, and before you got a chance to measure the iser and the heter, you threw away the iser, and it's in the garbage, it's already outside, that's also called nishpach. Now you can't measure if you had shishim. You know how much heter you have, you don't know how much iser you had. That's also called nishpach. It means it's impossible to measure. Okay? That's a suffix. So if roiv you know for sure you had, that you're able to mashar very easily if you had roiv. It was a little piece. It was a piece of iser, and you had a pot full of heter, roiv you had. You didn't know shishim, now you have to start calculating carefully. For shishim, you didn't know. So then you can be making a suffix. Right, that's the Masha Enkin. Let's say if you're masupik, if maybe you don't even know, maybe you didn't even have roiv. Could be you didn't even have roiv. So then you have to be machber, because that's a suffik deraisa. Because if you don't have roiv, then it asks min haTorah, correct? Oh, frekt. So Chaim is asking, what is roiv? When is something batal b'roiv min haTorah? When you say we have to have roiv, what does roiv mean? Majority. How do you measure majority? Do you need double? Two against one is called roiv. In Siman Kuf Tes, we also have a din of roiv. Not roiv in lach, not roiv in volume, because when you're cooking it together, but when pieces are mixed together. So when pieces are mixed together, so you also, if it's min b'mina, it's batal b'roiv. Not just min haTorah, it's batal b'roiv even midrabban. And we'll speak about that. That's in Siman Kuf Tes, towards the end of Hilchas Taruvus. Okay? So by a Taruvus of Yavish b'Yavish, when they're not being cooked together, when the heter is not being mekabel a tam of the iser, okay, there is a din that it's batal b'roiv. What's the definition of roiv? So there's a question. Some say it has to be two against one, meaning for every one piece of iser, you have two pieces of heter. You have to have double. If you would have two pieces of iser, then what's considered roiv heter? Right? Not three pieces of heter, four pieces of heter. Double. Chad betray. The Gemara uses a lashon chad betray bottle. One in two. What does it mean, one in two? So one in two could either mean you have to have one more, or it could mean you have to have double. Right? One is bottle in two. Okay? No, one is bottle in two, that's for sure. One iser, one chatichas iser is bottle in two chatichas of heter. But how do you extrapolate from there to when you have two pieces of iser? In other words, do you need, because two is double one, and two is just one more than one. So the question is, do you just need one more? So if you have 50 pieces of iser, you just need 51 pieces of heter, and now already you have a roiv. Or is roiv the pshat that you have to have double of the heter? That's a discussion in Siman Kuf Tes. What's the din over here? So you have the same question over here. We want to know if you had roiv min haTorah. Yeah, so it was batal min haTorah. What does roiv mean? Does roiv mean that you had a masher hu yoiser? You had 10 ounces of iser. If the piece of iser was 10 ounces, was 10 kazesim. So as long as you had 11 kazesim of heter in the pot, as long as you know for sure you had 11 kazesim of heter in the pot, so you know it was batal b'roiv min haTorah. Or in order to be batal b'roiv min haTorah, you had to have 20 kazesim of heter in the pot. That's a machlekes. It's a machlekes, what it means. So the Pima got in Paskins, it could be makel. I mean, if somebody's makel, that if it had a little bit more, you could be, then it's okay. Even a masher hu yaiser. But it's a machlekes, it's a question. So whatever the definition of roiv is, you had roiv. You know for sure you had roiv. You didn't know if you're mesupik, if you even had roiv, then you have to go to chumrah, because that's a suffik deraisa. But if you know for sure you had roiv, and it's just your mesupik, if you had shishim, so then it could be mekel. Masha enkin, if it'll be mimbisha einaminai, if the basar nevela fell into the potato soup, even if you know you had roiv, if you're mesupik, if you had shishim, you have to be machmir. If you hold like Rashi, you'd be able to be mekel over there. And the basar nevela and the potato soup. But we don't pass like that. Okay? No. So let's read inside a little bit of din. Im nisarev min b'minei v'nishbach. Yada taruvis of min b'minei. Basar nevela with basar kosher. V'nishbach. And some of the basar kosher spilled. When did it spill? After, either after you took out the iser from the pot, or once the pot already cooled down. Because if the piece of Isser would still be in the pot while the pot is still hot, and then it was Nishbach, so who cares if you had Shishim earlier? It can Asser right now. If right now you don't have Shishim, maybe it's going to be nice and tam now. The Inyan, and it's spilled in such a way, that you can no longer measure if you have Shishim, because now you're missing some of the Heter. As if it just spilled onto the counter so you can gather up the Heter, put it back in to the pot and see if you have Shishim. So do that. But if it's gone, now there's no way for you to know if you have Shishim. So then, im noida shahaya rubai heter, if you know for sure that you had Roiv Heter, what does it mean, Roiv Heter? We're not sure if Roiv Heter means. Roiv could either mean double Heter or a little bit more. So then, mutter. Then you could be mekel misafik. Why? Because we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam that min beminoi min atoyres bata b'roiv, and this that you need Shishim is only midarabanan. So this is, you have a safik. If you have Shishim, you could be mekel misafik. But if you don't even know if you had Roiv Heter, that's part of your safek. It could be that you didn't even have Roiv Heter. Then Aser, because that's a safek deraisa. Because you need Roiv Minatoy, you need Akoponim Roiv. Now the Rama is going to say, what does it mean Mimbimina? What does it mean Mimbimina? So the examples we gave, we steered clear of the whole question. Basar Nevela with Basar Kosher, that taste the same, it's both called the same food, it's both called beef, kosher beef. I mean, from a kosher animal, it's the same exact piece. One was shechted properly, one wasn't shechted properly. This is nevela, this is basar kosher. This is a treifa, this is basar kosher. But it's the same. They're both called beef, and they both taste the same. Basar nevela with potato soup is for sure mimbishayna minay. They taste differently, and they're called by a different name. What happens when you have something which is shava b'shma, and it's chaluk b'tayma, or the opposite? Shava b'tayma v'chaluk b'shma. The Gemara discusses, for example, let's say you have grapes with new wine. Those wine, like before it got fermented, so it tastes the same like the grape. But this is called a grape, and this is called wine. So it's chaluk b'shma, has different names, but it has the same taste. Or you have, let's say, different types of vinegar. They're both called vinegar, so they have the same name, but they taste differently. This vinegar is made out of shechar, and this vinegar is made out of, some other... No, both called vinegar. Oh, okay, so then you get already, okay, you get into details of it. So, but the basic question is, do you follow name or do you follow taste? Basar shma is linon. We go after the shame, what we call the food, or basar taima, basar taste. So there is a machlekes of the Gemara between Rava and Abaye, if you go basar shma, basar taima. Rava holds you go basar shma. So what's the klal and halacha? Whenever Rava and Abaye have a machlekes, who's the halacha like? Rava, besides the six cases. This is not one of the six cases, yeah? So Mela, the halacha is that you should go basar shma. That's what the Rama paskins. Well, the Inyan min b'minoi. And you want to know if something is considered min b'minoi, so therefore it's batal b'roiv min ha-toira. You could be mekel by nishbach. What's considered min b'minoi? Azlina basar shma. Imu shava b'shma. Imu shava, if it has the same name, then it's called min b'minoi. You could be mekel misafik. Avaloy is lina basar taima, but you don't go basar tam. We don't care if it tastes the same. It's still, you know, it's not necessarily min b'minoi. And you'll have to be, you know, if it has a different name, it'll be considered min b'she'ena minoi. And therefore, you have to be machmer. Even in the case of nishbach, you'll have to be machmer. We don't care if it's the same or not. That's the psak of the Rama. Yeah? That's what we're passing now. So the Mechaber doesn't talk about it. He doesn't say what's considered min b'minoi, min b'she'en b'minoi, just tells you the din. That min b'minoi, we pass on like a b'ino tam, that min b'minoi is b'altal b'reiz min ha'toisik, we make all misafik shishin. And min b'she'en b'minoi is midereis, so you have to be a machmer by nishbach. He doesn't tell you what's considered min b'minoi. So the Rama comes and he tells you, min b'minoi, min b'she'en b'minoi goes by the names of the foods. It doesn't go by that. We don't care so much how it tastes. We go by the names. If it's the same name, it's considered min b'minoi, it can be mekel. If it's a different name, so then you have to be machmer. Unless you know for sure. I mean, if it's a suffix shishim, you have to be machmer. You have to know for sure that you have shishim. One minute, yeah. That's good. We'll address that in a second. The Indian, what we learned in Sif Aleph, well, it's whether or not you could give it to a goy. In Sif Aleph, we also spoke about min b'minoi and min b'she'en b'minoi. Right? We said min b'she'en b'minoi, you could give it to a goy. According to the Mechaber. According to Rama, always shishim, right? But according to the Mechaber, we said if it's min b'minoi, you have to use shishim. Because if it's min b'she'en b'minoi, you give it to a goy. So what do you think min b'minoi and min b'she'en b'minoi meant in Sif Aleph? In Sif Aleph, it for sure meant if it tastes the same or it tastes different. If it tastes the same, you can't give it to a goy. If it tastes different, you could give it to a goy. We weren't talking about whether or not it's bottle. We were talking about if the goy is able to pick up the tam. So in Sif Aleph, for sure, when we spoke about min b'minoi, we spoke about min b'she'en b'minoi, we meant taste. Yeah? Here already, we're talking about dinim of bittul, chumris, that min b'she'en b'minoi has over min b'minoi. For that, the Rama says that we go basar shma, not basar taima. For sure, what we discussed in Sif Aleph, giving it to a goy, b'shitas ha-mechaber, when you could give it to a goy, obviously it goes by if it doesn't taste the same. It doesn't taste the same. That's when it's shayach to give it to a goy. When it tastes the same, even though we use the term min b'minoi, min b'she'en b'minoi, it doesn't necessarily mean the same things what we're discussing now instead of this. Comes the shach and he says, the Rama is all wrong. This Rama is wrong. Remember the rule I told you, whenever you have a big, massive shach, what does it mean? He's arguing on the Rama. That's the rule. Now we have a big, massive shach. Sifkatan hay. Sifkatan vav, I mean. So he's coming to argue on this Rama. He says, with all due respect to the Rama, it's not a correct rule. I mean, the Rama, the way we explain the Rama is it was machlekes in the Gemara between Abaye and Rava. If you go baser shma, you go baser taima. Halacha follows like Rava, and that's how the Rama paskin. The Shach says that Rava and Abaye were not arguing what they were arguing when it comes to min b'minoi, min b'she'en b'minoi. If you go baser shma, baser taima, they were not discussing our issue that min b'she'en b'minoi shishim is deraisa and min b'minoi shishim is midrabanan. They were discussing a different issue. They were discussing when sometimes min b'minoi has a chumra over min b'she'en b'minoi. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda always holds that min b'minoi is more chumra than min b'she'en b'minoi, right? Min b'she'en b'minoi is batal b'shishim and min b'minoi is loy batal klal. Even if we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, there still are cases where min b'minoi is more chumra. Like, for example, we know Darvish Yishla Matirin, we're going to learn about. Darvish Yishla Matirin loy batal, only min b'minoi. If it's min b'minoi, it's loy batal. Or Yayin Nesech gets mixed into a kosher wine, so it's loy batal. If it gets mixed into water, it is batal. So certain things have a chumra that they're only loy batal min b'minoi. But min b'she'en b'minoi, they are batal. So it's those things, meaning shishim you have. It's not nice in tam. We're not worried about tam. You have shishim to be mevat all the tam. We're talking about a din. That min b'minoi is loy batal. So you want to know, what do we follow? When we're discussing such a case of min b'minoi loy batal, the chumra of min b'minoi, those unique cases where min b'minoi is loy batal at all. In other words, even though there's no tam, because you have shishim, Afal Bikain, if it's Min B'Minoi, it's Loi Batal, so you want to know which case, what's considered Min B'Minoi. In other words, you have a Davidin of Darash Eishel Matir and Loi Batal. Only applies Min B'Minoi. So a treif, so an egg, a Beitzah Shnadol B'Yamtiv that was Nisariv and other eggs, is Loi Batal. Because you have to wait till after Yamtiv. So why? Because Min B'Minoi. If that Beitzah would get mixed into potatoes, it would be Batal. It would be Batal B'Shishim. We're saying, but if the beitza gets mixed into other beitzim, so then it's like batal afilo be'alef. If you have 1,000 eggs, it's not going to be batal. So there we want to know, what's called min b'minoi? What's called min b'minoi? Let's say you have something, what happens if you have a grape, and it gets mixed into grape juice? Tastes the same, but it now doesn't have the same name. And it's a davar sheyesh lematirin, or something like that. Or it's avodah zarah, or it's yitzayin nesach. Right? It will be Mimsha'ina Minoi, it would be able to be batal, because that's a chumra which only applies Mimba Minoi. This that let's say Yayin Nesach is lay batal at all, that's only Yayin B'Yayin. But when the wine mixes with something else, Mimsha'ina Minoi, it is batal. So you want to know what's considered Mimba Minoi. Is the grape and the wine considered Mimba Minoi? Tastes the same, but it has a different name. That's when you could say, over there we're not talking, there's no nesinas tam. First of all, it tastes the same. Okay? And you have shishim. Our only question is, if it's a tloy batal klal, meaning even though you have shishim, it's still not batal. There we have a machlokes. When does something have this hagdara that it's considered min b'minoi, that it will have this chumra that it's tloy batal? In other words, when taste is not an issue, that's when Abai and Rava had this machlokes. That's when you could say that the halacha is that you go baser shma. When taste is not an issue, when you have shishim, and you want to know when is it loy batal klal, that's when we say you go baser, you could go baser shma. When you have a situation where min b'minoi is either loy batal or the sheer bittel is lamayla mishishim, yeah? In other words, tam is not a factor, then you could say, follow the name. But over here, we're discussing, why is Davar Sheh, let's go back a second, says the Shach. Why in our case, in our din, Sif Beis over here, why is Min B'Sheh Ein Minoi more Chomer than Min B'Minoi? What's the reason? Why by Min B'Minoi we follow Achir Rabim Lahatois? And by Min B'Sheh Ein Minoi we're not following Achir Rabim Lahatois. Why? Tell me. What's the reason? Because I'm tasting it. How could it be batal if I feel it? Yeah? So of course it goes by taste in our case. We're using the same terminology. We're using the same words. Min b'minoi, min b'she'ein minoi. Yeah? But it's a different inyan altogether. Over here, we're discussing what has the chumrah of tam keker. Tam keker? What's the problem of tam keker? Tam keker is that I'm tasting it. So of course it goes by taste. If I taste the Isser, it's an Isser Deiraisa. If I don't taste the Isser, it's an Isser Derabanan. So what's considered Min B'Sheh Ein Minoi? Of course it goes by tam. We're just using the word Min B'Sheh Ein Minoi as a shorthand, if you want, of rather than saying that it's able to give a Nesinas tam, we say Min B'Sheh Ein Minoi. But of course we mean a Nesinas tam. Of course we mean that it's a different taste. Because that's the determining factor in our issue. That's what's making the difference. Are you tasting it? The whole chilek. You know, the whole vart of tam keker is that I'm going to taste the iser. So of course, it only applies in the case of that it has a different taste. So when we say tam keker, when we say mimishayin emini, when it comes to tam keker, which what we're discussing in Sif Beis, of course, when it comes to tam keker, mimishayina means that it's eina shava b'taima. Of course, you go baser tam, not baser shma. This that they were discussing in the Gemara, whether or not you go baser shma, and we paskin you go baser shma, that was discussing not a case of tam keker. That was discussing when you had much more than shishim. When you have a chumra of min b'mino loy batal, like the yayin nesach example, which it only applies, the chumra of loy batal only applies min b'mino, not min b'shein b'mino. You want to know what's considered. What has this chumra? What doesn't have this chumra? Then you could follow basar shma. Because that's more of a halachic hagdara. Over here, when it comes to tam kikr, the only issue is the tam. So of course, when you say mimish ayin mina, you mean the tam. Only when it comes to something which min b'mina has a higher shear, more than shishim, so tam is not an issue, then you could say that we paskin that you go baser shma. So that's the shachs. That's the shachs. So to summarize, in short, we're discussing over here the din of tam ki ikar, that if it's mimish ayin mina, shishim is deiraisa. So we want to know what's considered mimishein. When we talk about mimishein and minoi, what are we following? Are we following the shame or are we following the tam? The Ramah paskins over here regarding tam kiker. The Ramah says we paskin you go baser shma, and the shach says no. When it comes to tam kiker, for sure mimishein and minoi. The question is whether or not if it has the same taste or a different taste. When we say that we do go baser shma, that was discussing when you have shishim and there's a special chumrah, those examples that there's a special chumrah that min b'minoi is loy batal or it has a higher shear bitl more than shishim, you want to know what's included in that category of min b'minoi, what has that special chumrah that it's not batal even in more than shishim. For those things, when tam is not an issue, then we follow baser shma. But over here, when it comes to the question of tam kikr, what's considered shishim in atayra, of course, the one and only issue is nesinas tam. That's the shach. Well, I'm going to go now into the reason. When we talk about davar sheyesh matirin, There's a simen about it a little bit later on. Davar sheyesh matirin is like the case of the Beis Shnal Beyamtif, where we say that even if it's nesarev in 1,000 beitzim, it's loy batal. Why? Because wait till after yamtif, and you'll be able to eat it without relying on bitl. In other words, even if the beitza does not get mixed in, it just stays where it is. If you wait till after yamtif, that beitza will become mutter. So therefore, don't rely on bitl. Just wait till after yamtif, and then you'll be able to eat the beitza beheter. So that's called davar sheyesh matirin. So that chumrah that it's loy batal only applies when it mixes min b'minoi, not when it mixes min b'shein b'minoi. So why? Now is not the place to talk about it. When we learn davar sheyesh matirin, we'll explain why that works. Why the chumrah only applies. There's two reasons. The Ran, the Teres Chatos. There's two reasons why it only applies in minoi, not min b'shein b'minoi. So let's just fear ois. Aval. Okay, so we learned if it's min b'mino, you can be mekel, misafik. What's considered min b'mino? Mechleikas Rama and the Shach. Rama says you go baser shma. The Shach says you go baser taima. Right? When do you go baser shma? When it comes to like davar sheyesh l'matirin, those types of things where tam is not a factor because you have shishim, and the question is, when do we have the special chumrah that it's not batal, even l'mayla mishishim? That's when you go baser shma. Avol. No, the Taz on the contrary. The Taz says like the Ramah. The mashmas of the Taz is like... Let's see where it is now. Okay. Let me read a little bit more of the Bechaber. Aval im nesarev b'sheinah mina v'nishbach. But if it's nesarev min b'sheinah minoi v'nishbach, meaning the nevela got it mixed into the potato soup, and some of the potato soup spilled, and now I don't know if I have shishim. B'inyin chein yuchay lamed alav l'sharoi, in such a way that you can't tell if you have shishim, is afilu noi d'shahaya rubay heter, even if you know for sure you have roi, aser, it's aser. Why? Because we paskin that in case of mimishayin aminoi, shishim is min atoira, so therefore, we have to go l'chumra misafik. So I think we're going to stop here. I just want to know, because the next case is min b'minei u'bishayin aminoi, so that we'll already talk tomorrow. The next case is what happens when you have, let's say, we discussed two cases, when the basar and avela fell into basar kosher versus when the basar and avela fell into the potato soup. What happens if I'm cooking chalant? I'm cooking basar kosher with potatoes, and the basar and avela fell into the chalant. It fell into a tafshil, which has sign minoi and sign ena minoi of heter. Magabi, the original iser. The iser is basar nevela, and it fell into basar kosher and potatoes. And I have a suffix if I have shishim. So that we'll talk about. That we'll talk about next time.
What a sure that one. What a sure that one. What a sure that one. What a sure that one.